even something better. Because if you do whatever we talked about and you arrive over there, means you did the best you could, right? Good for you. They will send you back from another way. Then you will understand that whatever you've done was out of silliness, because you were in the desert. And you will understand that there was an attraction, and it was enough for you to just walk to the closest little creek and be saved. But it doesn't work that way. This is how it works. Then you will understand. You will become humble when you will be joined. The experience will change you. Then you look back and you will see it's like, what is your feeling when you go back and you find one of those, I don't know if you could find it here, one of those black and white pictures. What is the feeling of it? It looks a little bit too naive, whoever in that picture is, because that belongs to another time, something like that. Everything will change. Why? He's doing it, not you. And you will see that you are. You will see that you are blind. You thought, okay, something is happening and it's not going exactly the way I want it to go. When you're looking at the happenings in this universe, what's the first thing? In your mind. First thing is, okay, something is happening, but this is not the way I want it to happen. And you never think that, should I have a special thinking about this? Do I know, do you understand what's happening? And this happening is where and related to what? Out of me being the center of it or being the judge and all that, everything will change. Who is talking about that change now? Means, if, inshallah, your effort will be successful and you will be touched, what will happen to you? This is it.
Saying, oh, wonderful is the kindness of this bounteous king, and 'tis more wonderful that he took that water. How did that sea of munificence so quickly accept from me such spurious coin as that?
This is the question, this will be the question in your mind. When you will see that presence, that manner, the question is, who am I? Who am I really? Who are you? Have you ever thought of that? Don't worry, Rumi will bring you back to earth. Later we say, we were not here, our even wishes to be here didn't exist. Did you know about the soul, about the life, and about the life experience before becoming alive? Do you know what is being given to you? Now that you have it, you are the owner and you claim more right. Because you are alive, right? But have you ever thought, okay, who am I to be gifted this life? Why am I alive? Oh, I never forget this. There was a very strange experience for the first night that I started to think that, what did I do to be one of those? When I understood that there has been 300 millions of sperm and one of them. That never left me that far down. Who was I? What did I do? You know that the successful one is not the best, is not the fastest, is no special one. just the chosen one, to go on. How does it look to you? To me that night, thanks God, it came late. Although science was my favorite, but this part of it came very late. I had the experience of the School of Art, which would make you crazy, so I became cool. The night that I was thinking about it, I was visualizing it. Okay, there is 300 million. And this feeling is given to me. Then I realized, no, there was 300 million of us candidate to die that night. Because we were all alive, always. Life doesn't come out of death. So the soul is eternal. Everybody has been alive. Not now. 1,000 years ago, we were alive. I was alive. Could you tell me my beginning? Where is my beginning? I know that the major part, which was the feminine part, it has nothing to do with my mother to begin with. You know that there are 500 of those divided cells in the womb of my grandmother. They refused to become my mother. They were waiting, and one by one every month they were looking for an opportunity. That's me. So I'm not even my mother. I have been always alive. And that night, I was killed. Dead, I became this. Without being anyone. Without really having some special qualities. When you understand that, then you realize, oh, everything is given to me. Even the life is handed to me. I'm not the creator of life. So the arrogance will disappear. They will show you this little stuff. Read it again, please, from the wonderful, saying, oh, wonderful, the kindness.
Saying, oh, wonderful is the kindness of this bounteous king, and tis more wonderful that he took that water. How did that sea of munificence so quickly accept from me such spurious coin as that? Know, O son, that everything in the universe is a jug, which is to the brim with wisdom and beauty. It is a drop of the Tigris of his beauty, which because of its fullness is not contained under the skin. 'Twas a hidden treasure. Because of its fullness, it burst forth and made the earth more shining than the heavens.
Do you remember this? This is what you will understand when you arrive. Do you remember? They went to Muhammad, that why he created us. He said, because I have been a hidden treasure, but I would like to come out. Therefore I created these people. Known by that. Remember that? That's the point. That's the point you will understand, and that's the point Rumi makes sure that will be the end of the discussion. That remember, you will understand that everything is him. And he's one of those treasures so full that exploded out. Therefore, this beauty exists. You will understand that.
"'Twas a hidden treasure because of its fullness. It surged up and made the earth a sultan robed in satin. And if he had seen a branch of the divine Tigris, he would have destroyed that."